They pleaded not guilty. They denied the charges. Now it's up to us as a bureau, when the court grants us the day, to actually parade our witnesses and the evidence that we've managed to gather during the investigation. And it will be up to the court now to decide whether the evidence is sufficient enough on which the court can convict us.
So what are the conditions for granting bail?
Bail is a constitutional right in the country. It has to be granted. However, there have got to be some really strict conditions to it. And so for these three, the bail conditions, they were supposed to hand in some substantial amount of cash. And then they were supposed to be sureties who were bonded to a certain amount, about 10 million, which is quite a substantial amount, a very big amount, actually, in Malawi standards. And then they were also supposed to hand over all their travel documents, meaning passports and whatever travel document that they may have, they were supposed to hand over to court. They have handed them over. And just to ensure that they are still around in Malawi, we need to know that they're still around. They are supposed to report to the bureau every fortnight on a Wednesday, and they are supposed not to interfere with any witnesses. Once there's evidence that they are interfering with the witnesses, then they'll go back to the police.
What do you think this case means for President Chakwera's overall fight against corruption? After all, as you know, Kambala and the others were senior members of the government.
I think Malawi has never been a banana republic. Malawi is a country where a rule of law is paramount. This government actually came into power on the platform of rule of law, meaning the law will have to be applied to everybody in this country equally, regardless. And I think for me, as the head of this anti-corruption bureau in the country, what I'm seeing is a government that is very committed to the fight against corruption. Even looking at how they've been supporting the bureau in terms of finances, you can actually see that there's a lot of government commitment.
You know, I think I read during your appointment, there was some controversy or criticism of your appointment as a first female director general of this bureau. Do you feel you have something to prove to the public?
Not really. And I think that's one thing that I've always said to people who ask me a question like that. Because for me, about me being female is quite a secondary issue. But whether I can actually perform on that position, at every institution that I've worked with, at whatever position, whether junior or senior, I simply give it my best. And for me, it's something that is ingrained in me. So me coming here to the bureau, I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone. I'm simply discharging my functions as a director of the bureau. As to how that is viewed, then I have got no control over that. I went for the interviews. I came to the president appointed me. I am here, simply discharging my functions, not proving anything to anyone. I don't have to. I just have to prove to myself that I can do this thing.
Before I let you go, madam, the issue of corruption continues to dog many African countries. Some Malawians have even gone to the extent of calling for the establishment of a financial crimes court in Malawi. Your comment on that?
Yeah, I think the establishment of a financial crime court is a step in the right direction, because what that would mean is that cases like these, like the one that we just started in court, we do not have to be listed on the other general criminal cases. And what that will do is that there will be quick decisions from the court in as far as issues of corruption and financial crimes are concerned. And the quick decisions, what that will mean is that it will start changing the land. Because if all factors considered, we get a conviction in this case, what that tells you is that it will send some sort of shock. One, these are the same, they are already very senior public officers. Two, they are in the current government.
Director General Chizuma, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us. I do appreciate very much.
Thank you, and I wish you well.